I am continuing my work to make sure that rural America and rural Colorado are, in fact, not forgotten here in Washington, D.C. We have a lot of work to do in that arena, and this year with the rewrite of the 2002 Farm Bill, I hope that we can really put our shoulder behind the revitalization of rural America. I think there's great disparities. We had testimony in the Agriculture Committee this week where the experts told us that on a per capita basis, there are $500 less spent per capita in rural America than there is in the big cities with community development block grants and the like. I hope to be able to correct some of that imbalance. First is legislation that would create the Rural Police Institute at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Academy in Glencoe, Georgia. During the time I was Attorney General, I helped create a training program for the peace officers' efforts through POST. POST now is providing training in the hundreds of thousands of hours to law enforcement from our rural communities. I did it at the time because I felt law enforcement in rural communities needed to better protect themselves and better to protect the public. This is an effort at the federal level to open up the training resources of FLETC to law enforcement in rural communities. I also sponsored and introduced the Rural Teacher Retention Act. That is a program that will create incentives for teachers to work in rural school districts. Teachers who are rated as highly qualified would agree to work for at least 3 years in a rural school district. Rural school districts have a very tough time keeping their teachers. They have a very high turnover rate. I think the turnover rate is somewhere over 30% in the rural parts of Colorado. And so I hope that this Rural Retention Act will help us keep teachers there. Secretary Easton called, and I told him that I had concerns. I said, first, I do not want eminent domain to be used in the acquisition of any land. Secondly, I am very concerned about the impacts that the expansion will have on southeastern Colorado and the ranching communities in that area. And I asked whether the expansion plan would include economic mitigation programs to help the communities in southeastern Colorado. He said that he was open to that and said that they would be holding a public informational meeting on the proposed Pinyon Canyon expansion. I think PILT payments are insufficient. I told Secretary Easton that they did decide to move forward with this acquisition, that the acquisition plan itself should include significant economic incentives for southeastern Colorado to be able to thrive and prosper. But one of the things that I'm pleased about, frankly, is that we at least now will know what it is that the Army is wanting to do, because until they put something down in writing that says this is what our acquisition plan is over so many years and these are the terms related to this plan and to this training facility, we've been fighting a phantom. We don't know what it is that the Army has been proposing here. So it'll be good to know what it is that the Army wants to do. There's still many more chapters to be written on Pinyon Canyon. First of all, they'll have to develop an acquisition plan on the Pinyon Canyon expansion. Secondly, they'll have to do an environmental impact statement on that expansion. And if they jump through those hoops, they'll still have to get their appropriations through Congress before they can move forward with the acquisition.